Hello, everyone in the injured senior and aging adult community. This is Steve Heisler, founder and CEO of the National Injured Senior Law Center. And you are dialed in to another episode of the Injured Senior Podcast. Now, lucky you, this episode is a bonus episode. And if you're keeping score, this is bonus episode number 3. And we're going to be talking about fatal workplace accidents involving older workers. Older workers meaning 55 years and older. Before that, though, let me remind you that the Injured Senior Podcast is a weekly and sometimes biweekly, and we're shooting for 3 times a week show that is dedicated to discussing topics of vital importance to the injured senior and elderly population, the aging adult population, and to their children, loved ones, and caregivers. So I want to give a heartfelt thanks to the National Injured Senior Law Center and their very kind sponsorship of this show. Friends, there's over 100 million seniors in the United States as we speak today, and the numbers are increasing manyfold day by day. So the National Injured Senior Law Center are the legal advocates for the aging population in the United States. You can reach an attorney to discuss any legal issue that you might have by going to www.injuredseniorhotline.com. And folks, let's not fool ourselves. We being seniors are definitely at risk for different types of things that can happen that might not be our fault and might be actually the negligence of someone else. If that's the case and you need to pay your medical bills, you need to pay lost wages if you're working, and or for your harms and losses, you need to contact the National Injured Senior Law Center. Okay, so on to today's show. So our last bonus episode involving workers' compensation, which was titled The 6 Rules to Follow After a Workers' Compensation Injury. In that episode, I remarked that more than 40% of Americans 55 and above are working today. And I mean, that's almost half of Americans who are 55 years and above who are working. So that's fantastic. We're living longer, we're staying active, and that's a good thing. A lot of us don't want to be cooped into our homes, living in assisted living, not able to live our lives. And for a lot of us, 55 and older, aging adults, we want to work. We want to get out and be active and interface with customers or coworkers. There's a million reasons. Now, with that being said, here's some grim news. So according to statistics from the Census of the Fatal Occupational Injuries Program of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and yes, I'm not making that up. There actually is a program that documents fatal injuries on the job. Older workers, and that's 55 or older, are more likely to die on the job than workers in general. So they're more likely to die. Older workers are more likely to die in the workplace than younger workers. That's the bottom line. And that is bittersweet news. I mean, we're glad that aging adults are approximately 1/4 of the American workforce. However, it is really heartbreaking that seniors are dying disproportionately more compared to the workforce in general. And the amount of aging adults that are mortally injured on the job has actually increased since 1992. Older workers experienced 56% more deaths on the job in 2017 than back in 1992 when the statistics started being done. That's 1,234 older worker deaths in 1992. And when last taken in 2017, that had increased to 1,930. So 2,000, as of 2017, 2,000 older workers, which is 55 or older, had died on the job. And that is sobering. I mean, that's sobering. I recently represented the wife of an aging adult who was the head dam tender at a water treatment facility in Western Maryland. And that's a dangerous job. He slipped while checking for debris in the spillway, fell a very long way into the dam, and he drowned. So, yeah, you can be working at 55 plus, but there definitely are hazards that you need to look out for, and we're going to talk about those. Here's something else. Workers over 65 years old are most at risk. So 55 plus is definitely more at risk for dying on the job for a fatal occupational accident, but 65 and older are even more at risk. So that category of 65 years and older sustained 775 occupational deaths in 2017, up from 688 in 2016, and the highest number ever recorded by the Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries Program. So it's not bad, you know, it's bad enough being 55 plus as far as being exposed to dying on the job, but 65 plus, it's even worse. Now, if you're a working senior and live in the Midwest, you need to be aware that the Midwest has the highest shares of fatal workplace injuries to older workers. So between 1992 and 2017, Nebraska, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, all had the highest shares of workplace fatalities to older workers. Between 2003 and 2017, two occupations, farmers and tractor trailer truck drivers, had the most number of workplace deaths to workers over age 55. Now, of the older farmers who unfortunately and tragically died at work, 98% were self-employed. 98% were white, 96% were men, and 61% occurred in the Midwest. So if you are a farmer in the Midwest and you are 55 and older, you really need to look out. You really need to watch it. 40% of fatal incidents to older farmers involved a tractor. So I know you love your John Deere if you're a farmer and you're over 55 and you're in Wisconsin or South Dakota. I know you love your tractor, and I know your tractor is vital to getting your job done, but it can also lead to your demise. So you need to be real careful. So what do we make of all this? Obviously, the trends indicate that seniors are more at risk for a fatal injury at work than younger workers. you need to be safe and cautious if you're a senior, an aging adult, and you're in the workplace. Now, don't be afraid to contact OSHA, and OSHA stands for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, if you believe that your employer is not maintaining a safe workplace. Remember, folks, it's not worth your life. If there is a hazard on the job or there's some type of unsafe working conditions, you need to report it. So you should report it to the employer, but if the employer doesn't correct it, you definitely want to go to OSHA, because not only are you protecting yourself, but you're also protecting your workmates. And whether you're fellow employees or older workers or not, everybody's at risk. So OSHA needs to be contacted if the employer will not respond and alleviate the unsafe working condition. Now, it's unlikely that an employer will take disciplinary action against you if you go and expose an unsafe working condition to the employer or if you go to OSHA. Speaking up, this is America, and speaking up is part of our right. And there are state and federal laws that actually protect you from speaking up about an unsafe working condition. So you need to know that. So OSHA, remember the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, administers more than 20 whistleblower protection laws of the Occupational Safety and Health Act, which makes it unlawful to retaliate against employees who complain about unsafe or unhealthful conditions at work. So, like I just said, you have the right to speak up. And if you have to go to OSHA, then OSHA actually has a program where if you want to lodge a complaint, it can be an anonymous complaint, or if you want to give your name, they will give you protections. It's called whistleblower protections. And one thing I forgot to say is this. If you work in a union shop and you report it to the employer and they take disciplinary action against you, you can file a grievance. You contact the union, and the union has the right to file a grievance to get your job back. So, and by the way, another thing, go to OSHA.gov to find out more about if you want to file a whistleblower complaint. And that's OSHA, and that's OSHA.gov. And as always, feel free to email me, Steve Heisler, at steve@injuredseniorhotline.com. If you have any questions about making a whistleblower complaint with OSHA or about approaching your employer and something happens, or you just have questions about it, so feel free to email me at any time. I answer all of my emails, ladies and gentlemen. So that's it for today's bonus episode. Sorry to make it so morbid, but again, we want to cover everything and let you know what's happening as in your world as a senior or elderly individual. Talk with you soon, and I hope you have a great day. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast with Steve H. Heisler. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. To find out more or to get help anytime, go to InjuredSeniorHotline.com or call 855-622-6530. We'll see you next time.